This is Ignition, an X-Men First Class fanfic, written by Helens78 and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17, contains the pairing Eric Lenscher, Charles Xavier, and is set in an alternate universe modern setting. Charles still can't believe they pulled it off. Compared to this one, everything else is small potatoes, not even worth looking back on. Charles' mind fucks, Eric's control over metal. The two of them together are so much more than they were when they were apart. They're zooming down the road, 70 miles an hour, Eric's hands light and nimble on the steering wheel of this gorgeous little Audi R8, and behind them, there's no one. No one looking for them. No one who would remember they were there. For 6 years, Charles worked alone, never even dreamed about a partner. The idea that there was someone out there who could keep up with him? It was too much to hope for. If he and Eric hadn't been targeting the same car 5 weeks ago, they might never have met. Charles had the keys in his hand, cheerfully given to him by the unsuspecting, mind-wiped owner. Eric was headed for the car, over to the driver's seat, fingers outstretched to activate the unlock mechanism. It was the first time Charles had seen someone like him doing what he did, and it didn't take any sort of mental nudge to convince Eric to share the ride with him, go out for a drink after. Charles probably should have known better than to flip a coin for who actually got to keep the car, but staying on Eric's good side seemed more important than hanging on to a particular vehicle. He found another Avenger the next day, and found Eric again 3 days after that. In 5 weeks, they've gotten to know each other, gotten to know each other's abilities. Trust is just around the corner, Charles thinks, maybe after this job. Maybe there'll be more jobs in the future. The only thing he knows is that he doesn't want to let Eric go. Eric pulls off the road a few miles away from the drop point, and Charles raises an eyebrow. Forget something? I did, Eric says. He gets out of the car, and Charles lifts his hand to his head, brushes his fingers across his temple. Things have been going so damned well, and he's been leaving Eric his privacy until now, but they're off the beaten path. Anything could happen here. If Eric wants to get rid of Charles, better to know it. Charles doesn't want to have to mind wipe Eric, but he could. If he had to, he could. Instead, the image he picks up from Eric has his eyes going wide, and he fumbles with the door latch, tugging on it, trying to get out of the passenger seat. The door finally flies open of its own accord. Of Eric's accord. And Charles pushes free of the car, coming over to the hood, hissing a little as he runs his bare hand along the steaming red metal. Come here, Eric says. And just like that, Charles has his hands full of him. Eric's body pressed up to his, pushing him back against the car. Charles groans and lifts up on his toes and tilts his head up, and Eric goes in for the kill, nuzzles at Charles' lips until Charles opens his mouth for him, licks and nibbles, and thrusts his tongue in so Charles can't possibly have any doubt who's in charge here. Yes! Charles projects to him. He doesn't want there to be any doubt, can't afford any doubt. He wants what he saw in Eric's mind. Yes, God, yes, do it, do it, I'm ready. I've been ready since the first day I saw you. Eric pulls away with a gasp, and he grabs Charles by the wrists, holding on tightly. More tightly than is really necessary to keep Charles in place, but Charles doesn't mind. Charles likes it, wants more. Greedy, he thinks, but he keeps the thought to himself. Greedy, God, how could I not be? Look at him, look at him. He doesn't get much more of a chance to look, because Eric shifts his grip to Charles' shoulders and spins him around, shoving him face down on the hood of the car. Charles catches himself on his forearms and spreads his legs apart, and when Eric yanks at his belt, look, Ma, no hands, powers only. Charles scoots back a few inches, hoping they haven't scratched the paint. A few more seconds, and he's not worrying about the paint anymore. Eric's got his pants around his thighs, and he's snugging up close, pressing Charles' chest against the hood. He's strong, so strong, a heavy weight on Charles' back. But Charles doesn't care if he gets burned on the hood, as long as Eric doesn't stop. Yes, Charles hisses, and he hisses it again when Eric gets his fingers between Charles' cheeks. Spit slick, nothing about this will be easy, but it's all right. He can struggle against the hold Eric has on him. He can push up and let Eric push him back down. He bucks against Eric's hand when Eric scissors his fingers, and Eric responds just like Charles hoped he would. He slams Charles down against the hood, hard, merciless. Don't tell me you don't want this, Eric growls, and though Charles pushes against Eric's hold on him, it's all for show, just for show. Don't tell me you haven't been thinking about it for weeks. Weeks and weeks, Charles confirms, getting increasingly desperate as Eric's rough fingers open him. He fucks back against Eric's fingers, fucks himself on Eric's hand, and bangs his forehead against the hood. If you keep teasing me, I'll take you over and make you fuck me. Would you like that? If you threaten me again, you'll be on your own, Eric says, both for your hard-on and... Eric doesn't finish his sentence. He doesn't need to. Charles doesn't even have to think it over. He shakes his head, stops struggling for more. You win. Eric bends down, plants a smacking kiss on the back of Charles' head. I always do. We always do now. We, Eric breathes. He takes his hand off Charles' back for a moment, and there's a tiny tearing noise, foil packet, condom. Finally! Charles gets his legs as far apart as he can and waits. When Eric surges into him, it's too much, and it's not enough. When Eric's hands come down on him, one on his back, the other on his hip, it's still not enough. Charles grits his teeth and takes it, but he reaches out in return, diving into Eric's mind, pulling Eric's lust and need around him. Eric's been wanting this for a long time, wanting Charles just like this, pinned down and held still and desperate. Every time, Charles thinks at Eric, every time we steal one, every time we get away, you can have me, you can take me just like this, metal under me and my body under yours. Don't stop, don't stop, God fucking do it. Eric gasps out loud and goes in a little harder. Charles lifts his thoughts, his feelings. Next time, and next time, and next time. And I'm gonna fuck you so hard, Charles. You and your pretty neck and your two blue eyes and... Fuck, wanted is so much. And somewhere in there, a little hint of... Pin down, got you, mine, you're mine, I've got you, you're mine, mine. It's that last thought, that makes Charles push against the hood of the car. Not because he wants to get away. Dear God, how awful would that be? But because he's never heard anybody think mine at him before. Never heard it from someone he wanted to hear say it, and Eric? God, yes, he wants Eric. Eric slams him down on the hood again. Charles pushes back, and Eric drills into him, taking him harder, gripping the back of his shirt as that low hum of possessive thoughts gets louder. Where the fuck are you going? Not going anywhere. I'm fucking you. I'm taking you. You're mine, Charles. Mine, and don't you fucking forget it. Charles gasps. There! Taken and pinned and claimed. And he comes shouting, gasping for breath. Eric doesn't stop just because Charles needs a moment. He keeps going, moving both hands to Charles' arms and pushing them both behind Charles' back, leaning down heavily on them once they're there. Charles could almost get hard again just from that, just from Eric holding on to him and being as fucking selfish as he wants to be. It's all for Eric now. Every thrust, every groan, just Eric, until Eric's through using everything Charles has. Charles is going to be jerking off to this memory for the next 5 years. He reaches into Eric's mind again and pulls, and there it is, a cascade of thoughts and needs and fantasies, things Charles sifts through until he finds some that match up nicely with fantasies of his own. He gives Eric the full digital view. Charles tied up, Charles on his knees, Charles with, oh, nice, a blindfold and a ball gag, so the only way he can ask for things with his mind. Charles with, God, fuck, yes, metal clothespins, ones Eric can move from place to place, tighten or loosen. Everything, Charles thinks. You don't fucking scare me, and there's nothing you want I can't handle. Eric all but collapses onto Charles' back, and Charles can feel him, can feel the desire in him, the need to believe what Charles tells him. He bites down hard on the side of Charles' neck. Half his teeth are blunted by Charles' shirt, but Charles doesn't care. Eric is there with him, reaching out for him, wanting him, half mad with need for him. And Charles pushes and tugs at Eric's desire and lust and pleasure until Eric chokes on it, holds Charles close and hitches his hips forward and comes with a soft, snarled growl. They lie there together, breath mingling in the cool evening air, until Eric finally peels himself off Charles and leans down on the car, arms locked in place. Charles grunts and shuffles, gets his clothes together, and he glances down at the car, unable to help snickering. They were going to clean it anyway, he says. New paint job. Just needs it more now than it did when we picked it up. Eric's got a few tissues out, which he's rolling his condom up into. Charles can't resist a peek into Eric's mind, and he catches a glimpse of Eric's preparation for tonight's score. The condoms in his pocket, the tissues in his jacket, the plan, this spot, the nervous hope. It leaves Charles a little giddy. All for me. All of that was for me. Eric takes a token swab at the hood, and then just shakes his head. Yeah, a little more cleanup. But fuck, what's one of these things for if not about sex anyway? It's entirely about sex, Charles agrees. He puts both hands behind his neck and stretches his back out. And when he's done stretching, he glances over at Eric, who's giving him an appreciative look. Charles licks his lips, gives Eric a slow, deliberate once-over, and says, entirely, one more time, in case Eric is sex-addled and doesn't catch on right away. He does, though. He comes in close and pins Charles against the car again, which is going to leave smears of cum on Charles' jeans, but who gives a damn? Charles just winds his arms around Eric's neck, and when Eric kisses him, Charles groans. This is bigger than friendship, bigger than partners who get together for a fuck when a job's gone right. This is where he wants to be, next year, the year after that. He keeps that to himself, but when Eric draws back, he doesn't seem to be in a hurry to let Charles go, either. His hands stay on Charles' hips, and his forehead remains pressed against Charles, both of them holding on to the other like it's the only thing keeping them upright. We need to drop this off, Eric murmurs. You busy after? Well, let me think. I could go home, maybe take my beer bottles out to the recycling bin. Charles grins. Or I could go home with you, and we could do this again. You're on, Eric agrees, and they get back into the car, take off, burn a little rubber as they go. The end.